place. On train, returning home from the General Conference, June 11th, 1905. Dr. Place. Dear brother, there is only one power that can make us steadfast and keep us so. The man in whose heart the truth of God is not rooted cannot stand firm against temptation. In some respects, your character is very weak. Read and diligently study the book, Christ's Object Lessons. In this book, there are lessons that you should study line upon line, precept upon precept. The life of Christ was like a shoreless sea, exerting a never-ending influence, which bound him to God and to the whole human family. Through Christ, God has invested men with an influence that makes it impossible for them to live to themselves. We are connected with our fellow men as different parts of our great whole. We are under mutual obligations to one another. No one can be independent of his fellows. I am instructed to say to you and to our brethren in Colorado that it will not be for the glory of God for you to purchase the Colorado Sanitarium. If you should offer double the price that you have for this institution, your offer should not be accepted. Under the circumstances, an offer of $50,000 would to some be a strong temptation, and they would be inclined to sell the sanitarium and thus lighten the burden of indebtedness. But God sees not as man sees. Our people would be acting like men with their eyes put out, should they consent to sell the Colorado Sanitarium to you. I write plainly, for you are not serving the Lord our God. Your way is not God's way. Minds that are quickened by the Holy Spirit will discern the value of the instruction of God. They will regard His words as a precious treasure. Human theories and speculations will never lead to heaven. True knowledge must be obtained in order that heresies may be prevented from coming into the church. Men who are mixed up, as you are, will not lead others into the narrow path. Just as long as you are unconverted, you will be among the number of whom Christ speaks as being lukewarm, neither cold nor hot. I bear you a straight testimony because you do not understand yourself. I want you to be saved. You are far from being a perfect man and far from the kingdom of heaven. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7, verse 13-14. I want you to walk in the path that leads through the straight gate into the city of God. I want you to come out of the world and be separate. When you follow where Christ leads the way, you will lead others in safe paths. The Word of God possesses a hallowed power. When you are ruled and guided by that word, your influence will change decidedly, because sound doctrine will control you. Your life will produce practical godliness, because the grace of Christ will abide in your heart. Until this is your experience, you cannot be depended on to conduct any institution in the right way. When you see yourself as you are, you will depart from evil. And then you can with safety be connected with any of our institutions, for you will be under God's control. The form of sound words is to be prized above gold or silver. Sound words will lead to right actions. The night after we had our conversation at Tacoma Park, I was instructed to say, "Be not deceived." The attitude of Dr. Place has not been what he stated it to be. I must write to you plainly. It would not be right to place the Boulder Sanitarium under your charge. It would not be right to give you the impression that you have not hindered the work of God, because you have. The Lord calls upon you to return to Him. You have worked wide of the mark of mercy, judgment, and the love of God. I am charged to tell you the truth. You did an unwise thing in establishing a medical institution so close to the Colorado Sanitarium. In this, you were not obeying the command to love God supremely and your neighbor as yourself. God says to you, "Ye know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God." The work that you have been doing is not the work that God requires you to do. Do not deceive yourself. For the sake of your own soul, apply the truth to yourself. Obey its searching maxims. Only by obedience to the truth can you become a wise counselor. By practicing the truth, you place yourself under its escort. This will give you a steady purpose and will make you sound in faith and safe in action. The mind of God must become your mind. Christ is the truth. His words are to be obeyed. They have a deeper significance than that which appears on the surface. We are to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The Pharisees and Sadducees got themselves into inextricable tangles by departing from a plain, "Thus saith the Lord." We are not to follow human devisings. We are to honor God by doing His will. The suppositions and devisings of men are unsafe and unreliable. God says, "Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils." Isaiah 2, verse 22. It is a dangerous thing to place in positions of trust in our institutions men who do not make God their counselor. Have I not said enough? If you will heed this counsel, you will become a truly changed man. The Lord desires you to be genuinely converted. Not until you are can you know the fulfillment of the words, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." John 14, verse 13. Never, never give up until you know where you are standing religiously. You need to begin a work that will rid you of selfishness and make you a witness for God. "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Revelation 3, verse 18 to 20. I have been commissioned to give you this message. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask you to repent and turn to the Lord with all your heart. Comply with the conditions that Christ has laid down. I have written plainly. I would not flatter you, for this would ruin your soul. I dare not withhold these things from you. Will you not place yourself where Christ can work with you? Then he can use you as his missionary. There is a great work to be done, and God will use you if you will be converted. Do not brood over the wrongs that others have done you. What about the wrongs that you have done others? I entreat you to make thorough work for repentance. Make everything straight, and become Christ's medical missionary. My heart yearns over you. I long to see you standing as the helping hand of God, ready to do His will. Clear the King's highway, and then God can use you to His glory. I know that you will lose heaven if you continue to follow the course that you are now following. I entreat you to read Christ's Object Lessons. A careful study of this book would help you greatly. Christ collected the riches of the universe and presented them in the most attractive light, that men might turn from the earthly to the heavenly. All who receive him he presents to the Father as his own, bought with the price of his humiliation, for with his stripes we are healed. They shall be as the stones of a crown, lifted up as an ensign for the nations. Zechariah 9, verse 16. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. Malachi 3, verse 17.